Blackstone Audio presents The Seeker by R.B. Chesterton. This book is read by Rachel DeLude. For my sister Susan Haynes, H.H., and all the readers who love a good scare, and for Christine, who gave me the key to unlock this story. Let nothing come between you and the light. Henry David Thoreau. Letters to a Spiritual Seeker. Prologue. My grandmother was born with a port wine stain on the left side of her face, the exact shape of Narragansett Bay. The birthmark ran down from her eye to touch the corner of her mouth. In moments of anger, it pulsed with a purplish cast but otherwise was a dark red. Siobhan Cahill was her name. Though she never married, she gave birth to a son, my father, Caleb. To know who a person is, you must know his history, Granny Siobhan told me. Our family's history has a nasty habit of repeating itself. Shortly after the turn of the 18th century, my ancestor Jonah Cahill abandoned the old, superstitious ways of his tribe of Irish travelers and bought land on the western coast of the Emerald Isle. He was a pious man, with a strong personal attachment to his God. He established a grand farm in Galway, Ireland, and in the span of 10 years built an empire of cultivated fields that stretched across the rolling hills as far as the eye could see. Jonah meant to grow things, from potatoes to children, and he did. He produced 7 stout boys, 2 beautiful girls, and neat, productive fields bordered by stone walls. For 2 decades the sun shone on Jonah, and nature blessed each thing he turned his hand to. The great frost put an end to his ambitions. In December 1739.